نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم أما بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. Honorable ulama, respected elders, brothers, mothers, sisters, beloved youths, the esteemed listeners of Sirius FM, Radio Al-Ansar International, and Markaz Sahaba, the voice of Ahlul Sunnah wal Jama'ah, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. All praise is due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader, Habibuna Mustafa Rahmatul Lil Alameen Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Alhamdulillah, tonight is Laylatul Jumu'ah, the night of Friday. It is the 10th of Sha'ban tonight, 1447, and we have 5 topics to discuss. I just asked Maulana Huzaifa, first time I'm coming to this masjid, how old is this masjid? He said approximately 2 years or so. So we'll discuss little bit what is a masjid. Second, Abdul Rahman bin Auf, radiallahu anhu wa'adha, who is he? Third one, Sha'ban. Fourth one, what is 15th of Sha'ban? And finally, the challenges we face as a ummah, locally, nationally, internationally. So let's start from masjid with Allah's help, Allah's fazl, Allah's grace and mercy. We are, okay, one thing I forgot, you know, that there are so many thousands of listeners locally, nationally, internationally. We are here in KwaZulu-Natal, one of the beautiful provinces in South Africa, and where the coast is Durban. And this masjid, it falls on the Parlok, right? So Parlok, when I was a young boy, they told us the Parlok family and the Lokat family, they the big sheikhs here, like you say. So they made, I don't know, maybe they got married in between or whatever. So they made it Parlok. So that's where we are here, Parlok, you see. So mashallah, very beautiful masjid. So in Parlok, first time I'm coming here. So mashallah, we performed Maghrib Salat, so we stood, we bowed down, we sat, and we made sujood. So what is the meaning of masjid? Masjid means the place of sujood. Allah Jalla Wala loves it so much, when the servant slave goes into sajda, authentic hadith in Muslim Sharif, أَقْرَمُ مَا يَكُونُ الْعَبْدُ مِنْ رَبِّي وَوَسَاجِدُونَ فَأَكْثِرُوا فِيهِ الدُّعَى. That the nearest the servant comes to the mercy of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala is when there's complete submission, complete surrender, everything of ours we're handing over to Almighty Allah. Tomorrow morning Allah gives tawfiq. We wake up 2 o'clock, 3 o'clock, it's between me, you and Allah. That I speak to Allah, you speak to Allah, like that. See, brothers, sisters, children, Abu Huraira, how many parah you finish? 9 and 3 good.
1 and 3 good.
Ah, mashallah, very good. See this youngster, how much shock he got. He just come there, I say, you want to read? He say, I read. I say, very good, you see. So mashallah, which surah you want? He say, surah Fil, Alam Tara. I said, very good, go read. See brothers, go read Quran. You did surah, you did Sayyakul Para, no? Alright. See brothers, Ramadan Mubarak, now plus minus, we will see how many days? 50 days left, plus minus. Go read, you see, we just did Quran, you know. I was telling Hafiz Basar just now, he brought me, Allah reward him. He drives like a Ferrari also, mashallah, you know. So mashallah, say Parata Basar, when you read Taraweeh, you must read Taraweeh. You mustn't need Ferrari, you understand? So one Baji told me long time ago, he said, our Imam read so fast, I have to put safety belts on because I'm an old man. He say, make Allah Akbar, Allah Akbar, I'm going to fall down, you know. Which kind you read? See brothers, Ramadan, Surah 2, Surah Baqarah. Oh, yeah. You don't look here and there and there. You must answer the question. Verse 183, 184, 185, 187. Which one I must? Which one? Shabbat, very good. You're a champion. See, small lady, sharpshooter. I left out last week's 183, 184, 185 about Ramadan. The ladies, they all sit and they don't listen to front. I'll ask them questions, you see. So 187, Allah speaks of Ramadan. But 186, what happened? Allah changed the whole usloob. Allah changed the whole methodology. Sahaba came, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Rabbuna qareebun, is our Allah very near us, you see there. Then what we will do? Then fanunaji, we will just whisper and speak to Allah. Amba'idun al-Allah is very, very far. Then fanunadi, we will shout and scream. That was the question they posed to Mustafa rahmatullil alameen sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Chapter 2, verse 186. Before the Ramadan, after the Ramadan, right in the middle. وَإِذَا سَأَلَكَ عِبَادِي أَنِّي فَإِنِّي قَرِيبٌ. That when my servants ask you, Ya Rasulullah, Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, about me, say, I'm very, very near. أُجِيبُ دَعْوَةَ الدَّاعِ إِذَا دَعَانِ. When you make dua to me, I will give jawab, I will respond. So in the morning, 2 o'clock, 3 o'clock, you wake up, you read 2 rakat, 4 rakat, tahajjud salah. You go into sajda in the confines of your house. You learn to speak to Allah in any language, it's out of salah. أَقْرَبُ مَا يَكُونُ الْعَبْدُ مِنْ رَبِّهِ وَسَاجِدُونَ فَأَكْثِرُوا فِيهِ الدُّعَى. Ask Allah abundantly anything that's permissible. فَقَمِنُوا أَنْ يُسْتَجَابَ لَكُمْ. Your du'as will be accepted. So we must learn this, dear brothers. How many of us got challenges, problems? Every day people got problems. So speak Allah se maangna hai, Allah se manwana. So today this topic will be masjid meme. Meme, masjid. I explained to you, masjid, plural, masajid. Whoever built this masjid, Allah Ta'ala reward you. I don't even know who the trustees are. I just met Maulana. I didn't even know he's the imam here. So Allah reward Maulana, the other imam and so forth, Maulana Wait and whatever you, Maulana told me now. So whoever contributed, whatever amount, Allah Ta'ala give you all the reward in this world and the year after. Meme, meme musalla. You see, the real khubi beauty of the masjid is not the musalla. The real beauty of the masjid is the musalli. So every one of us, you reading salat here 1 year, 2 years. Today did you read tahiyatul masjid? So before Isha salat, all of you must read tahiyatul masjid. Make it part of your routine. That when you enter the masjid, so then you must read 2 rakat tahiyatul once a day at least. It's the haqq of the masjid. Did we make intention of nafil itikaf? It's laylatul jumu'ah. So see, these are all hukuk, the rights of the masjid. MashaAllah, Ramadan, then last 10 days, the masjid will have 4, 5, 10 people ready, sit on top for itikaf. That's it. What's the capacity, Imam? Salat. Yeah, salat. Capacity. When I came, there was no place there to sit there outside. So this time, but I was late also. So anyway, you must remember these things. So the point I'm making is this. So now see, meme masjid, meme musalla, meme musalli. So we must try and attract the musallis. Yeah, come, men and the children and the women, you did it though. You understand, mashallah. Then mutawalli, who the mutawalli is, I don't know, right? But Quran says there are laws for the mutawalli. Innama ya'muru masajid Allah man amana billahi wal yawmil akhir wa aqama salah wa ata zakah wa lam yakhsha illallah. Your aqeedah must be 100% correct. You can't have, Maulana mentioned just now, you can't have Qadianis and Shias and Aga Khanis and these type of characters to be your trustees. They must belong to the Ahlu Sunnah wal Jama'ah. The belief must be 100% correct. Wa aqama salah, they have to lead by example. They have to establish the salah. Whether they read here or in town or wherever the fact remains, they have to read their 5 daily salat in a masjid as far as possible. Wa ata zakat, they pay zakat if zakat is compulsory upon them. Wa lam yakhsha illallah. This is the difficult one. Today me and you, this ummah, we suffer from what? What he will say, what she will say, and what they will say. We say, Razi Rahe Rahman Bhi, Khush Rahe Shaitan Bhi. We want to keep everybody happy. It don't work in Islam like that. You can't keep Allah happy and Satan, Shaitan, Lucifer happy. Islam says, Quran says, Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu dukhulu fi silmi kafa. Hey Iman walo, oh you who believe, 89 different places Allah has used this phrase to elevate our rank and status. Enter into Islam in its totality, entirety, not the supermarket pick and choose and all this thing. So day and night we are Muslim, we must be very clear. وَلَا تَتَّبِهُ خُطُوَاتِ الشَّيْطَانِ Once we start picking, choosing, then we are following the path of the Satan, Shaitan and Lucifer. So we must remember this mutawalli. You see, yes, this is your mihrab. What is mihrab? Mihrab means boxing. You box over here. You know boxing. Huh? What? You know the right hook or the left jab. So you must remember shadow boxing. This, we boxing here. Boxing with who? We boxing with Shaitan. We boxing against our ego, against our lust, our desires, our wants, our fancies. We are fighting society. The jutlas are saying you must do this. Today the jutlas are reading, giving lessons of Torah inside Masjidul Aqsa. Where is the Ummah? Inside Masjidul Aqsa, jutlas are teaching Torah. That's what came out today in news. If you are on my groups or on Vietnam, you'll see I send it out. So understand. So we have to fight society to show them that we will be the trendsetters, and you must follow us. Alayna an nu'assir wa la nata'assar. Our function duty is that we must be in influencing them and we must be the one leading them. Not we get influenced by them. See, the West is the best and white is right. Islam rejects that, remember that. So we need to know these things here. Yeah. So number, see, mihrab, mimbar. Oh, where is your mimbar?
Huh? It comes Friday.
It's come Friday. Oh, is it a portable one? Oh. I said, what? I said, mimbar, you gave me the mimbar in a way or what? So mashallah. So very good, yeah. There's extra space, mashallah. Good, yeah, it's good, no problem. So mimbar. Mimbar Hazrat Allama bin Nuri rahimahullah, we studied in the madrasa. Hazrat Allama bin Nuri rahimahullah, for those of you who are ulama and students and you know a little bit Urdu and Hazrat Allama Shaykh Muhammad Yusuf bin Nuri Nawarallahu Marqadahu was that Shaykh al-Hadith. I was present, this is not Idar Udar ki baate, you know, I was present. 1974, you must remember, I went to study from South Africa. And then after 6 months was Ramadan. So my parents, I know, they were very reluctant to send me in the first place. So they said, come home. But I knew what they're planning, you see. If I come home, you won't go back. I said, no, what you do, you'll perform Hajj in 63, mashallah, Hajj was on a Friday. I haven't been to the Haramain Sharifain in Pakistan for us foreigners that time. To get visa was very easy. So I'll come from there. We make intention for Umrah and we spend whole Ramadan, Haramain Sharifain. Alhamdulillah, they spend 5 weeks, I spend 6 weeks. I just want to show you who's Allama Shaykh Yusuf bin Nuri rahimahullah. So remember, for 10 days, the last 10 days, Etikaf, he spent Etikaf there in Masjid Nabawi for 34 consecutive years. 34 consecutive years. This is 1974, I'm eyewitness to that. It was late at night. Now before that incident, you can Google it and see. On the 7th of September 1974, Zulfikar Ali Bhutto was the Prime Minister of South Africa. And there was a movement called Khatme Nubuwat. And Hazrat Allama Shaykh Yusuf bin Nuri was the Qaid, was the leader. And he told Bhutto in his office there, and he hit the table. He said, Aapko faisla karna hi hoga. You will have to make the decision. So Allah Ta'ala put it in his heart. 7th September 1974, Bhutto went on TV, radio, all that, and he announced that the Qadianis are non-Muslims. So the effort was led for the whole of Pakistan, the Hazrat Allama Shaykh Muhammad Yusuf bin Nuri Nawarallahu Barakatuh. Such a giant he was. We sat in there, all small, Qadian, bring water, bring this. So you see, Sheikh Abdul Halim Mahmood came, big white beard, you know, and he got his tasbih. Now we never had my starting and when I was in the Arabic. Urdu we just learning. Baraj al Bahrain, these two oceans met and they spoke. And then, believe you me, they started weeping, sobbing, crying like children. Allah's fazal, Allah's mercy, one Pakistani alim was there. So we asked him, hey, what's happening? He said, Shaykh Abdul Halim Mahmood came to Shaykh Yusuf bin Nuri and told him, the Master sallallahu alayhi wa sallam commanded, instructed me, you go to Shaykh Yusuf bin Nuri, nawwar Allah marqadahu, and tell him, I'm so pleased with him, the work he did for Khatm al-Nubuwwat. You see that? Shaykh al-Azhar had to come and tell him the message, you see that? So it's a big thing, you know. So anyway, so Shaykh Yusuf bin Nuri rahimahullah used to say, you must remember that, Shaykh al-Hadith bahut milenge. So many Shaykh al-Hadith you will get. See South Africa, every second, third madrasa now they're teaching Bukhari Sharif. Maybe Shaykh al-Hadith, you see. I'm also Shaykh al-Hadith. Allah alone knows what they're teaching, but anyway they say that, you see. But Hazrat bin Nuri said that muhaddiseen bahut kam. The true scholars of Hadith are very few. So that is what we must learn, you see. Mimbar, Hazrat used to say, ye mimbar ko sambhalna. Ye mimbar e Rasool sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The mimbar is the mimbar of the Master sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Don't give anybody, you can just come give lecture and make khutbah and all these things. Mim masjid, mim mihrab, mim musalla, mim musalli, mim mutawalli. You see how many memes you got already. Mim muqtada, the imam. We all following him, you see, like that. Mim mutawalli. So many memes you got like that, you see. So that is now, you all must make intention, every day we come here. So mashallah, then we will read Tahiyyatul Masjid, we will make the Nafil Itikaf, and Allah give tawfiq those brothers who got the time, then you sit for Sunnat Itikaf, mashallah. And if you can't, then Nafil Itikaf and all. I sit for Itikaf once in my life then, in 1979, because I got married in Shawwal. So I said, while I'm alone, let me sit for itikaf. After shadi and marriage, very hard to sit for itikaf. You know, no wife, no life. So this type of thing. Yeah. So before I got married, I sat for itikaf. Nijenburg, my hometown. So anyway, first masjidul haram, Baytullah Ka. Second masjid, chronologically, Masjidul Aqsa. Third masjid, chronologically, Masjid Quba. Fourth masjid, Masjidul Nabawi, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Sawab, Makkah Mukarrama. Second, Masjid Nabawi. Third, Masjid Al-Aqsa. Fourth, Masjid Quba. Then all the masajid after that. So you must know these basic things, my brothers. Make special dua. Allah protect all our masajid and Allah protect Masjid Al-Aqsa particularly. These jutlas, I remember that Hafiz Basa and them, they just went in Jamaat. He told me they went to Aqsa. I said, MashaAllah. Said, easily we went in, easily we came out. I said, you go Jamaat is Mubarak Jamaat. I went 5 times, the jutlas, the 6th time I went, they say, who's your leader? They knew I'm the leader. So they said, come here. Before I could even enter, they said, go in that room there. So I knew, I left my luggage in Jordan. I booked with Flyware, Bricks, if you're knowing Abu Bakr. So at the airport, I'm Maiman, right? And he's Maiman. So I told him, Ba, I koro kariya yo. Obama ute se ache to na au hite se vananto. What you going to do with the booking? Obama is coming from that side and I'm going from this side. What they'll never allow us inside. We will never allow. Their security is so strict. And then Obama comes, what would happen? So I left my luggage, everything. There we had one doctor friend, there I left it. I told him if I'm in, after 4 hours I'm not back, then he was not a waliullah. And if I'm back, then he was not a waliullah. So I said, no, they kicked me out. So they kept me there 5 hours in interrogation, then they kicked me out. They said, you AK big troublemaker, you understand? So what I told them, Abu Huraira, say, AK, you forgot again. Not 355, the surah don't have 355, 255. I say, I told him, hey Jutla, I'm not AK-47, I'm AK-255. Say, what AK-255? I say, AK Aitul Kursi, and verse number 255. You see that? So you got it now, Abu Huraira. So AK Aitul Kursi, and verse 255. So like that, hey, just tell me to get out from here. They banned me for life, I think. Understood? So that, but we'll go inside. We'll go. After liberation, we're going inside. Inshallah, inshallah. Yeah. Always myself. I used to cry by Allah, you know. I used to go Hajj, Umrah, I look at the Baytullah, I say, Ya Allah, when I'm going to go inside? So you cry to Allah. Then one Sunday, my connection phone, they say, Mehman, if I'm Malawi, I kada you, where you? I say, I'm in Slens, where I'll be? Say, I want your passport now. I say, but for what? You say, you're going to go inside. Long story, then we went inside. You see, with Allah's help, Allah's mercy, 2011, first of Sha'ban, to Sha'ban also. So with Allah's fazl, Allah's mercy. So never lose hope in Allah's mercy. So that is Masjid. Abdul Rahman bin Auf radiallahu anhu, who is he? If we were now in Masjid Nabawi, I should have shown you the place. You must remember Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then Khulafa'i Rashidin, then the Umayyad dynasty, then the Abbasid dynasty, and thereafter you have the Ottoman Empire. Ottoman Empire never ruled countries, they ruled continents. If you take from starting to ending, they ruled the years, Khilafat Usmaniya. But they never wrote anything but the Haramain Sharifain. Today, MBS and them shaitans, they write, you see, but you don't know Arabic, majority of you. Our people, they just see any Arabic, they'll go kiss it also. So your shaitan wrote there, what he wrote? He say, Ru'yatu Ishreen wa Thalathin. It's written there in Masjid Nabawi, in Makkah, and there, if you can read Arabic. Ru'yatu Ishreen wa Thalathin. What is Ru'yatu Ishreen wa Thalathin? Vision 2030. The shaitan, he put inside the haram. They must remember. Now people come India, Pakistan, they say, oh, I don't know how to love you. Give it one kiss also. You understand? So this type of thing. Anyway, you get just kiss. You understood? When I went inside 2011, you understood? First time 74, and then used to go every round, you could kiss Hajar Aswad. The crowd was small, Ramadan and all that. Taraweeh, that last 10 nights, every night, Allah's fazl, Allah's karam, I read everyone inside Riyazul Jannah. You understood? Crowd was small, you must remember. Anyway, when I came to Hajar Aswad, I looked at it and I smiled. I said, Hajar Aswad, today I'm going to kiss you after a very long time. So I felt, whether you'll accept it, your business. I felt that as much smile with me also, you understood? Said, come kiss me. Now our chefs, we go there by Hajar Aswad, hey, I'll kiss anyway, you understand? You see, Maulana, you spoke of Shias. Shias are shaitan. Go read Tariq al Hajar al Aswad, the history of Hajar Aswad. So there was a group of Shias, Qaramita. Qaramita stole the Hajar Aswad. You see, when the apartheid regime in South Africa knew they're falling, the Nationalist Party, they said, let us alles rechmak. Now, you don't speak Afrikaans, you know. So they said, let us sort our things out. Let us sort our, you understand, oh, the clerk and all these characters. They said, let us sort out our pension, our this, then we'll hand over the power. So this Qaramita, they knew their power is waning, they're losing everything. So they ripped out the Hajar Aswad and they stole it and took it to Bahrain. 22 years, brothers and sisters, there was no Hajar Aswad. So they just left open and told people to make Allah Akbar and you just make istilafah. Then the Ahlul Sunnah wal Jama'ah, Allah give them jazai khair, they manage. So Hajar Aswad today, if you study properly, is like 8 pearls, 8 pieces. So that is stuck there inside. Now me and you, when the crowd is big and you want to kiss, they just kiss anywhere. They think it's their wife and just kiss here, here, anywhere. Allah says rah, kullu halal. You understand? And this type of thing. It's not like that. You must kiss Hajar Aswad. That is the pearls there, 8 of them. So then I kissed it nicely. Because now the army is there, nobody will trouble you. You're the guest, you understood like that. And when I walked inside that trusty, your, what you call you, Abu Huraira, when all the fish come in South Coast, what you call? What rush? Sardine rush. Abu Huraira is a champion. The person who got the key of the Kaaba, he's called Sardine. Yeah, not the fish now, Abu Huraira. So the person who gives Zamzam water, they call Siqaya. The people who give food, they call Rifada. The person who has the key of the Kaaba, you call Sidana, and who is keeping the key, you call him Sa'din. You understand Abu Huraira? Yeah. When I just entered, Sa'din was there. His name also Abdul Qadir. big fat guy, you know, stood. So I looked at him, I saw Sacha, I said, leave me, I'll meet him afterwards. Now we have to look for a place inside. It's the only place in the world you can read Salat any direction. So I can read this way, Abu Huraira can read this way, Maulana can read this way. So we can all read in all four directions. You must make sure your head don't bump his head inside the Kaaba, because everybody just gets in, you know. So I made intention, Ya Allah, Abu Huraira, he read Alam Tara. I said, Ya Allah, this Alam Tara downwards, I made khatam till there. I made intention, inshallah, Allah kabul farmai. This Alam Tara till Anas, I will complete it inside the Kaaba, fi Jawfil Kaaba. But Allah, it happened like that, you see. So anyway, there's long story there. So Sa'adin. So the point I'm making, my brothers, is this, that these parameters, they stole the Hajar Aswad. And this time, after 22 years only it came back. And if you want the details of that, go open the book by Sheikh Saeed Baghdash. You know Sheikh Muhammad Awama is his son-in-law. He wrote the whole book on Tariq al-Hajar al-Aswad and all these type of things there. So Abdul Rahman, why I'm telling you this? So the Ottoman Empire, they wouldn't write things. They would make nishani. So when we went, I went 74, Ramadan 75, Hajj 76, I was coming home, then I made Umrah. So that time all the nishani, signs and symbols were there. So where Babi Jibreel is, next to it there were 10 short pillars. So the sheikhs that time they should take us around. Say, Sheikh, what is this? He say, Ya Habibuna Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told the Sahaba, Abu Bakr fil Jannah, Umar fil Jannah, Usman fil Jannah, Ali fil Jannah, Sa'd fil Jannah, Sa'id fil Jannah, like that. You see, Talha fil Jannah, Zubayr fil Jannah, Abu Ubaidah bin Jarrah fil Jannah, Abdurrahman bin Auf fil Jannah. Rawahu al-Tirmidhi. So 10 Sahaba's name and the hadith is authentic in Tirmidhi. You got it? So there, all the Saudis, they finish everything up. Now understand, they say they Turkey, non-Arabs and all, they ta'assub, you know, prejudice. So they finish all the signs up. So the exact place was there. So who is Abdurrahman bin Auf? Today we think sometimes the impression we give of Islam is that we all must be paupers and selling paupers and all that. Abdurrahman bin Auf, Ashara Mubashara. Sayyidina Usman bin Affan, Ashara Mubashara. And you must remember that Zubayr bin Awwam, so Ashara Mubashara. All of them were not millionaires, they were multi-millionaires. You go and study Abdurrahman bin Auf when he passed away, and they had to distribute his estate. He had 4 wives. One wife used to collect more than million. And not our spaza money. When I went to Iran in 2013, you know, I went to Iran. No visa, no nothing. Chobak, Dubai, Tehran. So I gave my passport. Husseini, I said, yeah, Husseini. So I gave my wife, Fatima. I said, Fatima. He said, sit down. No questions. After 8-10 minutes, they stamped and they gave us visa. They were 100% sure 2 Shias came. You know, so, see, Allah's system, you know, and this type of thing. You follow? That is the, no questions asked them all. Then next day they realized they made a mistake, because the driver of our Zari, first stop he took me to Khomeini's grave. He told me there's Khomeini's grave, big glass there, and they got crevices, they were putting money. I asked, what's happening? He says, Khomeini. I said, he made a kafir. He nearly collapsed, you understand? I said, what you brought me here? He said, no, we bring everybody here. I said, come on, let's get out from here. I'll go read Namaz somewhere. I can't read next to the shaitan. You understand? So already the thing went out of proportion. So they didn't touch me or harm me. I told him, Zari, I must change money. He knew English. So that time, 2013, the Rabiul Awwal. I landed the first Rabiul Awwal. And 13 Rabiul Awwal, I came back. So Allah said, Allah's money. We went to the Sarra of the money exchanger. For $1, I gave $100, but I asked him how much. He said, $1 is 33,000 Iranian riyal. So in my mind I started working out, so he gave me the money. So I came to the car, I told my wife, you know what, you married to a millionaire today. Even I'm feeling nice, I got millions in my pocket. You understood? What you think, your husband is also a millionaire. You understood? Now for $1, today, for $1 in Iran, is 1.6 million Iranian riyal. They crashed the whole economy and all this. But it's a very powerful army, make no mistake. I was reading the whole thing now while I was coming. You understood? You must read, brothers. They told America, they told Israel, and all these Arab temple dictators, just fire one, you will see underwater, under the sea, what we do with you guys. We will clean you guys up. And they masters, let me tell you that, you understand? When I went to Iraq, so I used to love reading newspaper. You don't get newspaper, the English, very seldom. So one paper I read, they don't have paper in a plane or somewhere. They reckon Iran sent up a monkey to the moon or wherever, you understand, the sky. So they sent one missile to the sky. The one monkey went up, but when he came back, another monkey came down. You understood? I said, yeah, Iranians can do that. You understood? So, the masters are playing fools and all that, you see. Meaning they sent one American up, they killed him, and they sent him bring another Iranian. Like that, they play fools. So the point I'm making, my brothers, you must remember this, that Abdurrahman bin Auf, radiallahu anhu, multi-millionaire. But the thing is, where we go wrong, Allah gave you million, billion, alhamdulillah. We never against your wealth, you understand? But your wealth must be used for deen. Now what we decided, that everything of my wealth I will use for dunya. Sufyan Thawri rahimahullah taught us a dua, what a powerful dua. Allahumma ij'al ad-dunya fi aydina. Ya Allah, this dunya, give it to us in our hand. I must have a smart house, I must have a smart car, I must have a smart farm, I must have a smart shop, I must have a smart wife, good children, all that. Wala taj'alha fi qulubina. Don't put the dunya in our hearts. The heart must be for you, O Almighty Allah. The heart must be for you, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The heart must be for you, O Islam. But we turn the whole thing around. Deen we brought in our hand. First thing we will leave is deen. And dunya has saturated our hearts. That's the big difference. See Hamas. Hamas are 10,000, 5,000. America, and then Europe, and the Arab temple dictators, Israel, but still they can't finish them. Why? Quwwat-e imani. Who read every day. We met Hamas. And this lecture of mine is recorded by the Jutlas. Every lecture of mine on A is recorded. You understand? They're just waiting for me to make mistake. They want to sue me, the shaitan. I call them pakka haramis. You know harami. So harami means illegitimate. You see, we can't call them that. Harami is the right word. BB, you know, big B's. You see that? Somebody say, how the hell you use harami? In the Quran, the word harami is used. Walid bin Mughira, he always worked against Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Allah ta'ala put 10 titles for him. Go read Surah Qalam. One title, Zaneem. What's the meaning of Zaneem? Illegitimate child. You see that? Pakka haram. So these chefs are like that. So the point I'm making is that we must draw a lesson from them, Abdurrahman bin Auf and all of them. From Abdurrahman bin Auf, radiallahu anhu, they were multi-millionaires, but in the battles and here and there and on. I'm old man, I don't drink cold. Is hot? Is hot?
Hot.
Hot is alright. Checkers oat and drink me coat. You speak Afrikaans? From where you come, Mangochi? I can see it written. Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala who passes away, becomes shaheed, his dua is accepted. Bukhari hadith. Allahumma zuqni shahadatan fi sabilik waj'al mawti fi baladi rasulik. Ya Allah, grant me martyrdom in your path. Ya Allah, let me pass away in Madinah Munawwara. Fajr time is reading Salat, Imam. Fayruz Abu Lu'lu al-Majusi comes with the dagger and he stabs him. He collapses. Who goes in front? Abdurrahman bin Auf. Understood? Istikhlaf. Something happens to our Imam. Nowadays, the masjid, they make them new style. Oh, Maulana, they didn't make a new style here. Yeah. Nowadays, they make new style here, yeah, they make a nice window there also. So if the Imam Susu break, he just goes away somewhere. When you catch Abu Huraira, you carry on. Understand Abu Huraira? Yeah. So I must remember that. So there in Pakistan, where they go? They go through the substance. They just make an exit for the Imam, quick exit, escape route. You don't understand? And this type of thing. So like that. So say now, the Sahaba didn't make that. Me and you, oh, Imam, make a big record. He went in front. Sayyidina Umar, his blood is oozing. Quick, he read Salat. Who stabbed me? Say Fayruz. Say Alhamdulillah, not a Muslim. These Kuffar Shias in a place called Kashan, I saw my own eyes. First Rabiul Awwal in Kashan. They took a mazar and a shrine and they burnt for who? For the murderer of Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anhu. They hate Sayyidina Umar so much. And they wrote their Baba Shujauddin, you're the bravest person, you did the best thing. My driver Zahri, I asked him, Zahri, you, what you hate Umar for? He said, I hate him. He told me in my face. I said, what for what? He said, he killed too many Persians. He brought Islam for you. And you tell me about your Persian business. You should be reading two rakat salat daily for Sayyidina Umar. But you see, when shaitan gets hold of people, so that is. So anyway, Abdurrahman, then he, Sayyidina Umar, appointed the panel. From this 6, the Khalifa Amir al-Mu'minin, this is ending of the 23rd year of the Hijrah. He said, within 3 days, you must choose the Amir and Khalifa. Who will be the Amir of that Majlis, of that Shura? Who will be the Amir? Abdurrahman bin Auf. Abdurrahman bin Auf said, me, I don't want to become Khalifa. He went around Medina. There's 2 candidates. Sayyidina Usman say, I will become. Sayyidina Ali say, I will become. So he went and he asked them all. He called Sayyidina Umar. Abdurrahman bin Auf called Sayyidina Usman. He asked him, if you are made Amirul Mu'mineen, how will you rule? He said, this, this. He asked Sayyidina Ali, how will you rule? He said, this way, this. He asked the panel, which way is majority? Majority went in the favor of who? Sayyidina Usman. Remember, brothers, Sunnis, on the 1st of Muharram, the year 24, Sayyidina Usman radiallahu anhu becomes Khalifa, Amir al-Mu'mineen. Sayyidina Umar, he asked for Medina. He didn't only get Medina. He said, go ask Sayyidina Aisha, even after my demise. He told his son Abdullah bin Umar, go and ask Mother Aisha, that if she gives permission, bury me there next to Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam and next to Sayyidina Akbar. If she says no, then take me there to Baqi. Aisha Siddiqa, our mother, Umm al-Mu'mineen, said, oh Umar, I wanted that place for me. But you are Umar. Fama adraka man Umar. Do you know who's Umar? Umar is that personality, what he said on the first Allah sent from the arsh. Allama Jalaluddin Suyuti rahimahullah wrote in Al-Itqan fi Ulum al-Quran, more than 20 ayat got revealed according to the suggestion of Umar bin Khattab radiallahu anhu. She said, Sayyidina Mother Aisha, Aathartuka ala nafsi. Ya Umar, Amir al-Mu'mineen, I give preference to you over myself. You get buried there, I'll get buried in Makkah. That is what how Allah, jiska zarf bara ho, Allah inko bara bana deta. Me and you, we should think properly about this. She gave preference to Sayyidina Umar radiallahu. One side Umar is buried, other side Sayyidina Usman radiallahu anhu is made Khalifa on the 1st of Muharram, the year 24. That is Abdurrahman bin Auf. Whoever chose the name, Allah reward you. I don't know who's the trustees, who's over, but Allah reward all of you. So I told you, little bit about Masjid, little bit of Abdurrahman bin Auf. Sha'ban. What must we do in this month of Sha'ban? Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam was asked, Ayyu sawmi afdal ya Rasulullah? Which fast is the best? Besides Ramadan, obviously. He, Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, said, Sha'ban li ta'zeemi Ramadan. The best fast in the 11 months is Sha'ban, to honor the month of Ramadan, Rawahu Tirmidhi. Why would Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam fast excessively during this month of Sha'ban? Why? You must remember Zayd bin Arqam's hadith in Sunan Nasai. Habibuna Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, I want to fast excessively in this month. فَأُحِبُّ أَنْ يُرْفَعَ عَمَلِي وَأَنَا صَائِمٌ. You are a businessman. You must remember your business financial year, end of February. So today I was at the airport. I love reading, you know. So then I saw the Star, Sovietan, Citizen, China Daily, and Star, 6 newspapers, 5, 6 newspapers. Then I saw the Financial Daily. I say, let the people think I'm also a big shot in finance. After things we did, we don't understand also properly. So I started reading the financial deals and all that in a plane, you know. So the guy is looking also, who's this guy? He got so many newspapers and he's just reading, you know. But I don't understand everything, but you catch up a few things. So anyway, so you find some good items, you know. So in the morning we have news, views, interviews. So some non-Muslims, they tell me, we wake up early, we like to hear the news. Because we get that news the next day, but you give it one day before. So they don't know we do all this business of ours, you know. So anyway, when you read, then you find a lot of things, you know. So you must remember that you guys are businessmen. So when you're businessmen, end of February, you know what you do. That you work everything out, your assets, where did money? Money, you're a lala. Don't lala. So you must remember, listen to me, look at me, Monli. His name Dawood Monli. So you must remember, they look at the assets, then they look at the liabilities. Now Monli, you don't know about our guys, Indians, right? Then the third one is the Pala Pala. That is, you know Indian how we work. So there's in the Pala Pala, you know it goes in the world. So see, in Islam, you want to send all your deeds up. So Shaaban, all the deeds go up for the whole year. You got it now. So therefore, the Master alayhi salam, hadith in Sunan Nasai, Uhibbu an yurfa amali wa ana sahih. What is 15th night of Shaaban? 15th, and it's sahih hadith. You ulama, you students, I'm giving you three references, make mental notes. Sheikh Albani, rahimahullah, I met him personally in Jordan, in Amman, in 1998. In 1999, he passed away. If you know Hazrat Sheikh, Hazrat Muhammad Zakariya, Sheikh al-Hadith, Nawwarullah al-Qadr, who came to Stanger, his last itikaf, I was there the last 10 days, before Eid, I went away home. So anyway, you must remember that, I have to still go meet more tutla and say, Aap logon ne kamal kar di, you know, so this. You will never get another itikaf like that in South Africa. Sheikh was Sheikh. So anyway, you must remember that. So Hazrat Sheikh al-Hadith came there and all the thousands of people and all. So the point I'm making here is this. So Sheikh Albani, when he, Hazrat Sheikh in 73, now he left Saharanpur, India, make hijrat to come to Madinah Munawwara. 82, first Shaban, he passes away. Farid in Baqi, right with Sahaba. You got it? Who he left as his Khalifa? Sheikh Yunus Jaunpuri. Sheikh Yunus Jaunpuri, even the Khadim used to tell me, he said, I don't know how Sheikh he gives you so much time. Other guys come and say, jau, jau, jau. He shouldn't care for anybody. He said, chale jau. Then he speak very, you know. But Alhamdulillah, soft and speak. Tell him, nah, I'm a Junubi Africa. But I ask him all ilmi questions, not academic. So I asked him on two different occasions. I say, Sheikh, then what is your rai and opinion regarding Sheikh Albani? He said, Bahut bade muhaddis hai. And so, they want to Maulvi, they want to. I say, okay, next Hajj, you come with and we'll go there. You want to speak, I'll speak. I say, Sheikh, Sheikh Albani ke baare mein kya? He said, Bahut bade muhaddis. I say, na, Hanafi ke khilaaf kabhi kabhi bahut sakht likhte hai. Sometimes he criticize the Hanafis a lot also. He said, jo bhi ho, you see, but he's a great muhaddis. Now you see, this is a man. He told me this incident himself, Sheikh Yunus. He said, ek martaba, Sheikh ne mujhe arz kiya, farmaya, said, Maulvi Yunus, tum bahut mutakabbir ho. You're very proud and arrogant. Say, I just looked down and I kept quiet. Sheikh was testing me, you see. He saw my reaction was nothing, I didn't say anything. Then parchi nikala, he took out the paper and said, ye paro. So then he gave me khilafat after that. You got it? Sheikh gave him another paper. He said, this paper I'm giving you, after I pass away, then you must open it. So obviously Sheikh passed away for Shaban. So he must have opened it in Shaban, we in Shaban. And how he must have cried that day. Sheikh told him, you don't open in my lifetime. After my demise, you open. So he wrote them, Maulana, you know Sheikh Hadith, whatever. He said, Aaj, jis maqam Allah ne aapko punchaya, Allah Ta'ala is taking greater work from you compared to me in the field of Hadith. Ye bade logo ki baat hai, you understand? These are giants we're speaking about. They must be not small, small people and all that. So anyway, from where to where? So this Sheikh Albani, wrote the whole book. I got the whole encyclopedia. Silsila ahadith sahiha, all the sahih hadiths. So in there he wrote about Laylatul Nisf min Shaban. Ittala Allahu Ta'ala ila khalqihi, Allah Ta'ala glances at his servants on that night of Shaban, hey Laylatul Nisf min Shaban, فَيَغْفِرُ اللَّهُ لِجَمِيعِ خَلْقِهِ, Allah Jalla Ala forgives all the servants, إِلَّا لِمُشْرِكْ أَوْ مُشَاهِدٍ, except people who are non-Muslim, who are sane and mature, and a non-Muslim, Tom, Dick and Harry and Mary and what all that, and مُشَاهِدٍ. This is the lesson for me and you. What must you do now, till 15 Shaban, all of you, all of us? Oh, my sister-in-law, daughter-in-law, Bubudela, you like story, you can fish here. What's the person's name who got the Kaaba? Huh? Sardin, yeah. No, Ishab, you know. So the real Ishab guy. See, you must remember. So, you must remember this. You see now, I was supposed to go to Abu Huraira now. Yeah, this is the story with me and you. From now, right till 15 Shaban. Story, true story, no fairy tales. Alhamdulillah, we should go for Hajj, Umrah, take group. We in Arafat. Listen nicely, you ladies. We in Arafat. All of us in the haram. It's about 11 o'clock, but the president. I'm just waking the guys up. Come on, come on, come on, get ready. Just now it's Zuhur time and you know we do the salat and all. So this lady came to me right there. She said, I want to speak to you. I said, speak. Now if you're in Arafat, it's Hajj time, and the lady says, obviously you think it's some masla. She said, just now dua time will start. I want to make a special dua. I say, Ben, which dua you want to make? She say, I want to make dua, my mother-in-law must die quickly. See, mother-in-law, dohi mari jai. So then we will cry crocodile tears, kali kali. You know how spaza shops in South Africa. So how the world goes. I said, Ben, we in Arafat. Can't you make dua? Ya Allah, let there be love between me and my mother-in-law. At least you should make a dua like that. Not dua you make, she must die, kick the bucket like she must die and all that. You see, that is the message I want to give you. You can finish Quran every day. You can give 100,000 every day. You can go for Umrah every day. Not one action is accepted in the court of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala when we have severed ties and we have this malice, rancor, hatred in our heart. The hadith is sahih. وَصَحَّهُ الشَّيْخُ الْبَانِي. The hadith is mentioned on the authority of Mu'az bin Jabal radiallahu an, رُوَاهُ بْنُ حِبَّانِ فِي صَحِيهِ. Mu'az bin Jabal is buried in Shuni. He is buried here, his son is buried there. In the year 18 after Hijrah, they passed away. I went to his grave Mubarak also. Mu'az bin Jabal radiallahu an. You see, the hadith is sahih. إِنَّ الشَّيْخَ الْأَفَادَ وَجَادَ فِي هَذَا الْمُودِ. Now in my car, Hafiz Basai, so I wrote one kitab, he's a ustad also. So Sheikh Muhammad Alawi Al-Maliki wrote a book, Ma'adha Fi Sha'ban. All you ulama students should get it. In Arabic, obviously, wonderful book, you must remember. So he discusses everything about Sha'ban and so forth. The lesson, before the disk of the sun appears. Now we stay in Umslanga or South Coast, North Coast, we look at the beach, we look at that. وَالصُّبْحِ إِذَا أَصْفَرْ. If you listen to us on the radio, you guys listen on Ansar. So like that. So then I finish with Mohan Salim Karim, make dua, Allah give him Shifa'i Kamil. Now Hafiz Wadi is on, you see. So then 10 to 5, 5 to 5, I finish because Namaz is 5 o'clock some places. 10 past 5. So now, then I finish, I read Sunnahs and I go. Then I walk around right through, feed all the birds and all that. You must walk around. وَالصُّبْحِ إِذَا أَصْفَرْ. وَالصُّبْحِ إِذَا تَنَفَّسْ. You see, that the morning takes a breath. How we inhale, exhale, the morning also is breathing. The morning also is showing you. You will feel the air, the environment, everything is different. After sunrise, all the kuffar and shaitans wake up, everything gets polluted. Understood? I must remember that. If you wake up early and just walk around, you will see that you are. That is Qudrat. Allah is telling us these things. Yeah. But who is there to appreciate? So now my brothers, you must remember, you can do all this. You daughter-in-law, you're not speaking to your mother-in-law. You son, your daughter, you're not speaking to your parents. You treat them badly. You understand, teacher, you don't like that student because he's poor, but you like that student because he's rich. So you sever ties with this poor guy. So when we do all this, Habibuna Rahmatulil Alameen Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, first person was in your name? You got your parcel. I sent parcel for you. Alright, we'll talk after it. Ali. So you must remember this. So Ali and we brothers, right? But now Ali make me cross one day. So I tell Ali, go, I don't want to see you. So then for 1 year I don't speak. I can make Umrah every day, I can give 1,000, 10,000 zakat every day, I can make tahajjud, nothing accepted. Why? So you must remember this. Habibuna sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Utrukhuma hatta yastaliha." The prerequisite for your actions to be accepted in the court of Almighty Allah is you must reconcile. Understand that? So the sun rises. Before the dusk appears, you see already the brightness on the horizon. Sanurihim ayatina fil afa. Ramadan Mubarak is coming. Allah is giving us a bonus. Take Laylatul Nisfi min Shaban. Take Shabbat Bara'a. Take all this. It is an introduction to Ramadan to cleanse yourself. Inna fil jasadi la hadith Bukhari Sharif. Inna fil jasadi la mudgha. In the body of ours, there's a piece of flesh. Idha salahat salah al jasadu kullu. Then, when that piece of flesh is pure and good, the whole body is good. Wa idha fasadat fasad al jasadu kullu. And when that piece of flesh is corrupted, corroded, rusted, fasad al jasadu kullu. The whole body is corrupted, and so. Ana wa yal qalb in the heart. Today, what you tell your wife? You, Abu Hurairah, close your ears now. Understand? Yeah. So he said that, he said, "Oh, my darling, I love you at the bottom of my heart." But the secretary past day is winking eye with him. So much he loves his wife. Understand? So this type of things. So our heart is corrupted today. When our heart is corrupted, then what's going to happen? So brothers, this whole 15 Shaban is teaching us. Don't clean yourself only outside. We wear the smartest clothes, put the best eater. I was coming now, ask Hafiz Basa. One guy sent a tasbih. I say, the Chinese guys, they make us all zigzag. In the tasbih, they put the Hajar-e Aswad in between. So the guy asked me a question, can I use this tasbih because Hajar-e Aswad in between? I asked him, where is made in China, maybe? Only the Chinese guys can think of this, you understand? So play. Say, oh, Hajar-e Aswad, right, very good. You see, like that. So you remember, this heart of ours. So you have to reconcile. You don't have to become the best friend, but you have to make salam with that person. So think about it. Your brother ate you up with inheritance. So now you're going to make salam with him. You say, I say, make dua, you go to hell. But you're making dua 15 Shaban, now how is it going to work out? You see, brothers, that is the message of 15 Shaban. We should know these things. Quickly, 3-4 other things of Shaban, then I'm going to give you 1-2 other messages. So you must remember this, that in this month of Shaban, 15th night of Shaban, when ayat got revealed. Which ayat got revealed? 15th night of Shaban. So it's written there, Mada fi Shaban. On 15th night of Shaban, Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam, we face northeast. So Mustafa, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Sahaba were facing Majidul Aqsa, hadith in Bukhari Sharif, for 16-17 months. But the heart Mubarak of the Master was inclined, I must face Baytullah, Qiblatan Tardah. On the 15th night of Shaban, second year of the Hijrah, Allah revealed the verse, فَوَلِّ وَجْهَكَ شَطْرَ الْمَسْجِدِ الْحَرَامِ. You the Ummah, فَوَلُّوا هُجُوَكُمْ شَطْرَ. 15th night of Shaban, Allah Jalla Wala revealed the verse that now you face the Baytullah, the Kaaba Musharrafa. The ayat of Durood Sharif. Therefore, before I lecture, I like to read Durood Sharif, Salawat. The entire Quran Sharif, 6,236 verses. You must remember 114 surahs. Nowhere in the Quran you will find that we must do something and Allah Ta'ala does something very similar. Besides salawat ala Nabi al-Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, chapter 33, verse 56, Inna Allah wa malaikatahu yusalluna ala Nabi. Verily Allah Jalla Wala and His angels, they send blessings and salawat upon Nabiul Mustafa Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. You see, Ya Ayyuhal Ladhina Amanu, 89 times this phrase. Yetu Ashiqana Kitab, Allah is full. It's showing us so much to elevate our rank and status. Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu sallu alayhi wa sallimu taslima. Allahumma salli wa sallim rid. Allahumma salli wa sallim wa barik ala sayyidina wa habibina wa shafi'ina Muhammadin sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So we must remember that we have to read it both salli wa sallim. As-salatu wa salamu alayka ya Rasulullah. Like that it is. So we must learn properly. Durood Sharif. From young age, he's Abu Huraira's age. We hear durood. What's the meaning of durood? Durood is not Arabic. Durood is not Urdu. What is durood? It's Persian. It's Farsi. When you study philology, you study the history of the word. So durood means a harvest, bumper crop. You are guys are businessmen, right? Vepari you guys are. So you'll know, you got farms also, some of you. So now when you got a farm, so you want to sell your crop harvest, maximum profit, P-R-O-F-I-T, in minimum time. So durood sharif, read, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, minimum effort and maximum sawab. You got it? And tonight and tomorrow, authentic hadith Ibn Majah, Abu Dawood, Aksiru alayya min as-salati yawm al-jumu'ah. Read abundant durood sharif salawat upon me, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the best gift for the best of Allah's creation, on the best night, on the best day of the week. See the women, some of them, 5,000, 10,000, 50,000. Men, very few you will find like that. You understood? So the women, many of them, mashallah, Allah give us tawfiq. Last 5-7 minutes I got, let me take you a little bit around the world. Gaza, Al-Mubarakah. What is the aim of the Jutlas? The aim of the Jutlas are four. Israel finished, they took over Palestine, 14 May 1948. Al-Quds al-Sharif, Baytul Maqaddis, Baytul Maqaddis, 1967, that Moshe Dayan came, the guy, small Dajjal, used to wear the patch on his eye. So, 67, he came with his army, right to Majlis Aqsa, he said, stop. So now they say from that time, that is their eternal undivided capital. See all of you, this is the Israeli flag. It's a white flag and a blue line on top and blue line at the bottom. Don't think that blue line and blue line is some decoration. It's a smack in the face of every true Muslim. We have to say true Muslim because we've got too many zigzag guys. So you must remember, it's written there in the Knesset. Min al-Furati ila al-Nil, from the Euphrates River to the River Nile. They called it Eretz Israel. So that's what they're busy with. We want more and more and more. They will never be satisfied. So today is them, Gaza, Palestine. Tomorrow is Dhafatul Gharbiya, West Bank. Next day is Syria. Next day is Lebanon. Next day is Saudi Arabia. Khaybar, they say you defeated us, we want it back. That is Jutla. So if you go to United Nations, I went White House all day, Sudallah Zayab. In 2000 was very easy, you just go anywhere. So I like adventure. When I went to America to go read Tarawih, so I was in Hagerstown. Hagerstown to Camp David is 15 minutes. So they gave me a driver and they gave me that. So I told Wajid bhai, kal hum ja rahe. He said, kahan ja rahe? He said, hum kal Camp David jayenge. His eyes popped out. Say, मैं 40 साल से यहाँ पर हूँ, मैं कैंप डेविड देंगे, आप चार दिन हो गए, आपको कैंप ऐसे यू कीप क्वाइट, वी गोइंग देयर, यू अंडरस्टैंड? सो द बिकॉज़ द हाइज फ्राइट द रिवर टेल इज बॉस विल शाउट यू. सो ये वी ड्राइविंग टुवर्ड्स कैंप डेविड. व्हाइट हाउस वी सॉ दिस, वाइलर नेशन वी सॉ, नाउ वी गो कैंप डेविड. सो वी गोइंग, दिस इज 2000 बिफोर 9/11. Then they got the boat. Now if you go, it's very dangerous. They tell you, no, nothing you turn. They say, what are you frightened? You take chances in life also. So anyway, so the point I'm making is this, you must remember. So this Jutlas, they say, Eretz Israel. And they blackmailed the Americans. They got them all taped. They prostitutes and prostitutes, give them millions and that. They catch them with the woman, they keep it, you know. Like Trump, you know, he can't remember how many places he put his rifle, you know. His rifle is also damaged now. You must remember that. So the shaitan, we have pedophile, rapists, everything. So anyway, the point I'm making is this. So this side, Egypt, today's news. They want to open Gaza and Egypt, Rafah border is Rafah. Arafaha. They want to open it, but now there's argument. Egypt says if 50 Gazans come out, then 50 must go in. Jutla says no. If 50 go out, then 20 must come in, 25 must come in. You see, that is what they call ethnic cleansing. That is what they call expulsion. You see, slowly get rid of them like this. You understood? So that is the argument they're having now currently. Egypt and... But now Egypt, Sisi, if you know, his mother is Yahudiya. His mother is a Jewess. So now Egypt, what they can do? The people are fed up, but now the army, a lot of stories, all that. So that is Rabban 9. You go, you fly. I've been to all these countries with Allah, sir. You fly this, you go. So there is Shias. So it suits them fine. So Palestine is gone, became Israel. Al-Quds al-Sharif is gone, as far as then is ours. And now our borders, now we prep. Then last one, I want all of you, this 15 Shaaban, cry to Allah, Ya Allah, take me to the first Qibla. Everyone should make that intention. And take your children with holiday time and all. Then you will see what it is there. So you must remember that. So they say that 36 acres that is there, you all take the front portion and we will take the back portion where the dome of the rock is, Qubbatul Sahra, and they will replace it now with what? Haikale Suleimani, the temple of Solomon. So you can see all this now is to provoke the Muslims. We're going to start Torah classes inside Masjidul Aqsa. What you can do about it? You Arabs are good for nothing. 3/4 of you are not even Muslim. MBS, Murtad bin Shaitan. Dubai and all that. MBZ, Murtad bin Zindiq. And all these actors. What you talk about this? I was Muslim. They supporting Israel. They supporting America. And now as I speak to you, in Washington, who's there? The Minister of Defense or Foreign Minister is there in America. Israeli Minister is there. And they're sitting with Trump. When must we attack Iraq? Trump is the biggest. Idiot, moron, this side Saudi, this side Israel. And today's news. Who reads? Allah said, Iqra, read. But we don't want to read, we just want to sit. The men say, let me look at Hollywood. The women say, let me look at Bollywood. The children, what they say, let me look at Robin Hood. You know Robin Hood? It's good, you must have. Now they got a new one, they sent to me, you say, you must say Nollywood. What Nollywood? You say it comes from Nigeria. You see that? So that's a new one we got now. So brothers, halat. We in South Africa, you don't know, my brothers. I travel with Allah's help many countries. وَجَعَلَكُمْ مُلُوكَ. Allah has made me and you like kings. The life we lead, the majority of us Muslims. You understand? Very few people in the world enjoy such a life. You understand? But don't think it will continue. The more shukr we make, Allah will give us more. And the more nashukri we make, Allah will see. We got millions. We press. Nothing happening. Tell them Abu Huraira. DC, direct current. AC, alternate current. ANC? And no? No current. They press. Nothing happening. No? No water some places. PE. People phone me from... They say in our area there's no water for 2 weeks in PE. No. So imagine. So my brothers, my message to you is this. Let us cleanse our hearts. Who you in our Memon? We got one nice saying. Some of you guys must be Memon, I'm sure. Jo namyo Allah ke gamyo. Jo namyo Allah ke gamyo. The one who practice on humility, then Allah will elevate you and Allah loves you. Don't say I'm right and he's wrong. You go. Ya Allah, tonight I'm going to that person for your love, for your pleasure. Although I'm right, I will go and ask him for forgiveness. See how Allah will elevate you. You see. So if we do that, our 15th Shaaban is accepted, our Ramadan is accepted, everything is accepted. And you say, go fly a kite and all that. Nothing is accepted. So think about it properly, brothers. Allah, Allah, we conclude today's talk to nice Azan, is that? 25 to, Malana told me. Yeah. So we conclude today's talk. Allahumma barik lana fi Shaaban wa balighna Ramadan. When you study the Salafi Sali, our pious predecessors, so 6 months before Ramadan is to make dua. You understand? That Allahumma balighna Ramadan. And during Ramadan and after Ramadan, the 5 months, they have to beg Allah, Rabbana taqabbal minna innaka antas samiul alim. You heard of Imam Shafi? Imam Shafi was born in Gaza in the year 150 Hijrah. In 204 he passed away. I just give you that incident, we finish. One Ramadan, the son of Islam, Al-Imam Muhammad bin Idris al-Shafi'i, his first teacher is an African teacher, Muhammad bin Khalid al-Zanji. He made him Hafiz at the age of 7. At the age of 10, he by-hearted Hurmat Imam Malik. At the age of 13, Imam Shafi'i is teaching people in the Haram Sharif, he's a lecturer. He's not even baligh. At the age of 15, wa ajaza lahu bil iftah. He told him, you're a genius, go start issuing fatawa at the age of 15. Al Imam Shafi'i rahimahullah, Ramadan, daytime, one Quran Sharif. Night time, one Quran Sharif. On Imam's Musalla, another Quran Sharif. One Ramadan, 61 khatam. We can't do that, obviously, unless you're skipping the pages. You know, daughter-in-law, mother-in-law, they go, they say, let's skip. They skip all the pages. They say, yeah, I made khatam. Can't do all that now. So, read properly, and inshallah, fasting is a duty, and tilawat of Quran is the beauty of Ramadan. Allah Jalla Wala reward all the imams, all the trustees, all the directors. Reward the Capital Group, Haji Muhammad Ikhlas and all of them. They sponsor all these programs. My time is up now. Lukola, I'm cutting off now. Send everybody back to the studio. We make 1 minute dua. And then inshallah, all the radio stations go back with your programs. And tomorrow, Jumu'ah, inshallah, we'll be in Masjidus Salam in Musgrave. And tomorrow night, we will be in... Tomorrow night, we will be there in Chatsworth, Unit 11. What's it, Maulana? Unit 11, Sabilur Rashad. Musalla Sabilur Rashad, after Maghrib, we'll be there. So, inshallah, we make dua quickly, inshallah. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, wa salatu wa salamu ala ashrafil anbiya mursaleen, Sayyidina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahabihi ajma'in. Allahumma izzal Islam wa muslimin, Allahumma ansulil Islam wa muslimin, Allahumma shi maradana wa maradal muslimin, wa raham mawtana wa mawtal muslimin. Allahumma istakhdimna li khidmati dinik fi shuhuni kulliha fi al-alami kullihi ya Rabbil Alameen. Allahumma ansulil mujahideena fi kulli makan. Allahumma alayka bil yahudi zalimin al-muhtallin al-ghasibin al-mal'unin ya رب العالمين قال الله تعالى في شأن حبيبي إن الله ملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله آمين آمين آمين. When you make your own dua also say آمين. Ameen. Ameen means, Ya Allah, accept our broken dua. Allah accept. Jazakallah.